It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. We are on the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. This is Neva Pyatt sitting in the driver's seat. Monica's over there fighting with the iPad this morning. And our special guest, Chasten Music. Good morning, Chasten.
Good morning.
It's always good to have you.
It's always great to be here.
Boy, you're all dressed up today in your suit and tie. Almost felt underdressed when I came in today.
It's just another day at the office.
Another day at the office. Well, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can post it right on our Facebook page, or you can send it to our email, hourofpower@cable1.net. Let me just pre-warn you, we're going to be changing our email to, I think, Gmail. Cable One is doing away with their email, and so we've got to make a change, but we'll tell you as soon as we get that done so that you can send your email, your prayer requests or praise reports there. We do record in two parts. We put it over we put it over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, after the program's over. Our Facebook sponsor today is Joshua's Crossing Ministry. We appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. I think I've covered it all, Chasten. Will you pray to start us out?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. What an opportunity that we have, Lord, just to continue to share your word and continue to share the good news. You continue to work in each and every life. And Lord, we're just thankful that this broadcast can go forth, that you continue to make a way, that you continue to provide. Lord, I just pray that you be with every listener today. Pray that you open their heart, open their mind. Let them be receptive to how you want to speak in and through their life today as your word is delivered today. Lord, we're believing that even miracles can happen today, that healings can take place. And Lord God, that the impossible can become possible today by the power of your words and by the power of your Holy Spirit. Continue to lead us and guide us today in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I've got my tablet. I've got my Bible. I'm ready for you to just dig in and start feeding me some good word.
All right. We'll cover some good things today, and we'll kind of cover some hard things, too. I think this can be something for everyone today. Someone that's just come across this broadcast, maybe this is the first time they've listened, that they've heard, and so I think there'll be something for them, as well as every believer, ministers, churches. And I think it's important that we continue to cover all the bases. I've titled the message today "Sounding the Alarm," and let's believe that we're in a very critical time and a critical hour for the church, and we're in the last days, and you know, we're in a time where we can't be playing church, but we've got to be the church.
Amen.
And be who we've been called to be, and know who we are in Christ. I think many have forgotten who they are and the role and responsibility, and it's easy to get caught in the motions. And so I just think that we need to start sounding the alarm in this last hour and letting people know who God is, and that he is still in control. He is still working. He's still moving and doing great things. And to not get discouraged, but be encouraged in the time that we're in, and be lifted up. So I have a couple of passages of scripture, and then I'll add a few more as we go. But I'd like to begin in Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 10. And this is Jesus speaking. It's in parables. In verse 4 of Luke chapter 15, he says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And I love the parables. I love how Jesus speaks in parables, because he takes an ordinary story and makes it to relate to us spiritually, and even works for us today. And there's some great points just in these parables. One that I really like is when he talks about carrying us. When he goes and he finds that lost sheep, that he carries it. And you know how powerful that is. When we get down, when we feel like we don't have our strength, we don't have our might, the Lord continues to go and find us, but also carries us to where we need to go. I was just thinking about, you know, just our subject today, sounding the alarm, and we can relate to it as many things, as a sense of warning. So, like, you have maybe a police car or a fire truck. They have the lights going. They're going down the street. They're getting people's attention to pull over because there's an emergency. I also think of it as an alarm clock. You know, we have our alarm clock. We set it for a desired time, designated time. When it reaches that time, it begins to sound alarm for us to wake up, for us to get out of bed, for us to get ready and begin the day. And I really just believe that the Lord is sending an alarm, and that there's an alarm sounding for the church. There's an alarm sounding for the believers, an alarm sounding for the unbelievers to get up and to get ready, get to work, because we're definitely running out of time. We're definitely running out of time, and there is still much to do. And what this alarm is that we're responding to is the voice of Jesus Christ. It's the alarm of Christ. And so before we can sound the alarm ourselves, we must respond to the alarm of Christ's voice. There's many that's not hearing, or they're ignoring the voice of God, and they're trying to share the good news. They're trying to do what's right, but they're missing his voice. And so we must respond to his voice, must respond to Christ before we can sound the true alarm ourselves. What this alarm is, when we respond to Jesus Christ, it's reminding us that we must continue to work while it is day. And that'll bring us to our second scripture in John chapter 9, verses 4 through 5. Just a chapter over, John chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." I like that.
Praise God.
Amen. And the greatest news today, you see, that's why we have the power to sound the alarm ourselves, because Christ is no longer here, but his light continues to live inside of us. Mm-hmm. And that light must continue to shine. And what greater way for it to shine than in these last days, last hours, sharing the good news and letting people know that there is still hope, and that there is still deliverance, and there's still all these things in God. And people need to know. A lot of people have forgotten that. They have forgotten, you know, they have a voice too. We all have a voice. We've all been called. If we've been saved, born again, have his spirit living in us, his light is living in us, then we have a voice that can go forth, that can shake the nations. And that's just powerful to think. You know, we have the power and the authority over the land, and what we speak can shake the ground in which we live. I hope that makes sense.
it does. And, you know, I just think about how much power we have in our belief, if we'll just grab a hold of it.
That's it.
I got a message yesterday evening saying when I saw Joe, I thought he looked better than the last time I saw him. And I said, I agree. He's getting stronger every day. And this was the reply. So glad. That is truly hopeful news. No, that is the truth.
That's the truth.
It's not just hopeful news.
Right, right.
That is the gospel truth. He is getting stronger every day. This came from a good Christian person who said a while back, well, I've seen a lot of good Christians that still died in a lot of pain from cancer. And I'm like, well, they may have, but that's not happening here.
Right.
We're believing in healing because we believe what's in the Word.
Absolutely.
And we've got that power to continue to believe that and live by faith and not by sight. But we gotta get this Word in us so that we do believe it, and we gotta show it.
That's it.
And preach it.
Absolutely. Gotta keep preaching it. Gotta
keep preaching it. Yeah.
And that actually, you know, it's kind of what my message was on Sunday night. Is we still serve a God that's able to turn things around. We still
that's
serve
right.
a God of turnarounds. And so we've got to keep expecting and believing that that turnaround can happen right now, that it is for today, and not ever lose sight of that. Don't mean to get off track here, but...
I'm sorry.
No, this is good. This is all good. But it is time to sound the alarm. You know, we got to let people know that Christ is still on the throne, that he's still in control, he's still in charge. That there is still healing for today, that he's still healing the brokenhearted. He's still calling the lost, that today is the day of salvation, that today is the day of miracles, today is the day of breakthrough, that nothing can bind us, that chains can be broken today, strongholds. The drug addict can still be delivered. The alcoholic can still be delivered. He is still... also, we must sound alarm and let him know that he is still in pursuit of those that are lost. There may be some even listening today that are lost and don't realize that they're lost. God is still in pursuit of them. He's still seeking after them, trying to reach them by his Holy Spirit. Miracles are still taking place. We're still believing for that great outpouring, and it's starting to happen even right now. You may say, you might think that God's not moving and that revival's not taking place, but I can tell you revival is taking place right now all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel's being reached to places that's never been reached before. I'm talking about people. I'm talking about cultures that's never heard the name of Jesus ever in their life. They're getting reached today by the power of God, and lives are being changed. And we must continue to sound this alarm. That Jesus Christ, I think this is one of the most important to let people know that this is the last days, that this is the last hour, that time is running short. If you have any acknowledgement of the Bible at all in any of the scriptures, especially in Revelations, and you see how things are unfolding, you can see that we're in the very last time before he calls his church home, before the rapture takes place. You know, we need to let them know that Jesus Christ is coming back, and he is coming very, very soon. And we must do our part and do what we can to help others get ready and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes that's something that we lose track of. Many people look at what only they're able to do instead of what God is able to do and accomplish through their life by his Spirit. We just finished up a series, and it goes along with our theme for 2022, Stronger Together. That's our theme for our
mm-hmm.
church for 2022, that we're stronger together and that we've got to continue to stay connected. But in one of those series, I talked about self-limitations and that we've got to continue to look past our own abilities and what we're able to accomplish and really see what we're able to do with the power and the Spirit of God living in us. And so... if we have God living in us, then we cannot use that as an excuse,
right.
But we can stand on it firm with the power and the might of God. As we said in Luke chapter 15, it was the parable of the one lost sheep, where he left the 99, he went after the one until he found it. And it told us when he found it that he will lay it on his shoulders rejoicing, and then he'll call friends and neighbors saying to them, rejoice. For I have found my sheep. And that could be encouraging because the Lord and all of heaven all of heaven still rejoices over the one. Heaven still rejoices over the one. When that one lost becomes found, amen, it's a time of rejoicing and it's a time of celebration. It goes right along with what Monica was sharing right before the program and the broadcast today, and it's just confirmation that God is still faithful, God is still working, and it's a time of rejoicing. There are some, there's different ones that just concentrate. Many times we concentrate on just the 99 instead of the one that's still lost.
Mm-hmm.
And we entertain and we do everything we can for the 99, but we've got to realize that there's still one out there that's still lost, that we've got to continue to sound the alarm and say it's not too late for you. Because when we go and we realize and we break it down, at one time in our life, some point in our life, we were the one. We were the one, and someone came and found us. Someone came and shared the good news to us. Maybe it took some of us, being dragged into the house of God or being dragged down to an altar. Whatever had to be done, but I'm thankful that there was someone willing. That there was someone willing to continue to sound the alarm, tell the good news, and to let us have our opportunity and chance. And we must be that for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke 15 and 7, it says that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. And so I have a question. I have a question here in my notes today, and it can be a question to believers, to the churches, to ministers, just to everyone in general. And the question is, how long are we going to entertain the 99 while the lost continue to roam? How long are we going to keep playing our games and doing all of our activities and things, around us while there's still people that are lost, hurting, that still need someone to come along beside them and say, you know what, God still has a plan and purpose for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few months back now. Brooklyn and myself, my mom's husband is the warden at Granite. He took the warden position there, and so we went and we kind of toured the facility and made a lot of changes and things, and so he's just kind of showing us around. And there was a great big bell in the front of the prison, great big, huge, and I was talking to him, and he was kind of sharing what that bell meant. He said in the early 1920s, that's how they sounded the alarm. When they made their counts, making sure everyone was accountable, they sounded that bell for the community. And so this great big bell was just for that community and let everyone know that everything was locked down, everyone was accounted for, and everything was in place like it should be. I think of that even spiritually today, that there have been many that's once filled, that's come into our churches, sat in our pews, sat in our chairs, been a part of our programs and stuff, but they're now gone. They've, just different reasons. They've left, or people still out there that are lost, that have not come in at all. And there's no alarm of concern that's going forth. There's different reasons for different folks and all. Some have gone on to be with the Lord. They've received their reward and they've passed on. Some make different excuses for different things. The list can go on and while people are missing, while people's not taking place, but that's still a great opportunity for us to go out and continue to share the good news and the alarm and just let people know, encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? We still love you. We still care about you. Come on home. We need your help.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to that being connected together, that we're stronger together for the purpose of God.
Amen. Amen.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, Monica's picking her microphone up.
Well, you know, always, I always got a little something to say.
We have something.
I didn't realize when I started coming here, the effect it would have, not just on me, but on those around me. Like, for instance, my bonus daughter, Kaylin. I have guardianship of her son. And she reached out to me over a year ago and was, you know, in wanting to know about, you know, what's up with you, girlfriend? What's going on? And August of last year, well, at first she was like, I want to get clean. She had the want to, but she didn't know how. She didn't know how. She didn't know the way. And then she started watching The Rock, Hour of Power. I had no idea that she had been watching. In August of last year, she reached out to me. And she said, I want what you have. And me being me, I'm like, what you mean you want? What you mean? What do I got you want? You know what I mean? Right. That yes. mindset we have. Right. And she just said, you're not angry anymore. Wow. I want that.
Yes.
You're happy and you're not angry. I want that. And my heart sunk. It would just melted. I said, well, honey, I got Jesus. Come on, let me introduce you to Jesus, my Jesus. Because what he did for me, he wants to do it for you. And if I can, I would like to show the viewers a picture. The first picture I'm going to show you is a picture of Kaylin in a hotel room. Because that was her lifestyle.
Yeah.
With two of her children, her oldest and her youngest. This is while she was active. She was active in addiction in that picture. And now I want to show you a picture from a day ago. This is her now. With over 100 days sober. And she says, I just wish I would have found him sooner. I wish I would have got to know him sooner. She is so in love with the Lord now. She didn't have that before. I grew up in church. My mama drugged me to church. She drugged me to church, okay? So I had, you know, I knew God. I had, you know, I knew my Jesus. But during life, I strayed, you know, went astray.
Right.
And she never had that. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. But this baby, she never had that. She didn't have a clue. But boy, howdy. But God. Mm-hmm. But God. Now she does.
Because you kept sounding the alarm, maybe without verbally saying anything, but by your lifestyle. Sounding right. the alarm every day by your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Because of Jesus. That's
because
right.
Because he changed my heart.
That's right.
And it was, I tell you what, it was stone cold. It was stone. So you can't tell me he doesn't work. You can't tell me. You cannot convince me that God still is the living God.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's powerful. That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
You know, if it's not about lost souls, if it's not about reaching the hurting and the lost, then we're missing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing our mark. We're just missing the point in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know when I mentioned this, but I made the statement, there's no valley that's too low.
Mm-hmm.
That God can't reach us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mountain that's too tall that God cannot reach us. He can reach us in the top, in the bottom, and in between. Mm-hmm. No matter where we find ourselves, God can still reach us by his Spirit. And so, and that's what's so important. That's why we must continue to sound the alarm for other people, because there's others maybe other moms and dads that have lost children, that we've got to sound the alarm and help them, and vice versa for them. You know, we may have a lost family member that we can't reach and all, but when someone else sounds the alarm and shares what God's done in their life, God can reach them that way.
That's right.
And so there's many times we cannot, it's hard for us to reach close friends. It's hard for us to reach our own family members because of that connection. And sometimes they just kind of block out what we say and do. But if someone else comes, something will come on, click, and say, okay, you know, it's not just my family saying this, but it's people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where the change can take place.
Right.
And happen, so.
There's no valley, no valley
right.
that God cannot bring victory.
That's right.
No valley that God can't bring victory.
Amen.
That's right.
That's awesome. And so, you know, it just comes down. We just, like we said, time's running out. We've got to make things right. You know, we've many times put things off. You know, I'll make that phone call later.
Right.
Today's the day to make the phone call. I'll send the letter out tomorrow or next week. Today's the day to send the letter out.
Uh-huh.
You know, make the house calls, make the house visits, doing what we can. Today is the day. We need to stop putting it off, sound the alarm, and let people know. When we're talking about sounding the alarm, the first thing that we must know and see is there must be a passion.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a passion. You know, many people are passionate by a lot of things today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nothing for someone to share their thoughts and their opinion about what's going on, about the news, about just the world. There's just a great concern. For many, there's just a great uncertainty, a great shaking, you know, and so many people express their thoughts, and they express their thoughts and things on this, and it just shows their passion. It shows their passion for the things that's happening, and it shows that they have great passion. Yet there's many that sit among us, many believers, many Christians today. That show no passion or concern.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no passion. There's just no concern for their own neighbor. They'll show compassion about what's going on, what's happening, but there's no compassion for the loss. There's no compassion for the hurting. There's no compassion for the person sitting next to us in a service. And we've got to get that passion back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the only way that we're able to sound the alarm for a voice to go forth. We got to have a passion for it. We got to have a passion for Christ, for His Word, for His Spirit. And so there must be a passion to find what is lost. There has to be a passion to find what is lost. There's many things that we've lost, and we've got to go back and find it. In the second parable, in Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10, it was a parable of the woman having 10 silver coins. And she loses one coin, and it says, does not light a lamp to sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. Search carefully until she finds it. Now, we all can relate and know that we lose things. I lose things all the time. I lose keys, wallet, phone. And I tell you what, if you lose a phone today, you're not leaving the house until you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Many people can't go from room to room in their house without having their phone or their keys or anything like that. We're people that misplace things and lose things, and we do everything we can. I mean, we'll turn the house upside down to find what we've lost, and not just us, but we'll have other people help me. I have Brooklyn help me all the time. Brooklyn, I need you to help me find my keys, and you just kind of get into a panic mode because there's somewhere you got to be, something you got to do. And you can't accomplish that until you find what you've lost. And so it's just the same way spiritually, that we've got to continue to find and continue to search diligently until we find once again what we've lost. Many times we learn how to live life. We learn how to pray. We learn how to do church. We learn how to preach, and we learn how to do all these things without getting back what we've lost.
Mm.
And I'm trying to say that as nice as I can, but I think you're getting the drift. You know, and they're not far out of reach. That's what we can be encouraged by today. Set an alarm, because what we've lost is not too far out of reach, but it's right there for our grasping. It's right there for the Lord. He desires to give us these things. We must keep searching for the lost. We must also be in search of some other things, too, because we've lost other things. We've lost, you know, the presence of God. Many have lost the presence of God. They've lost the glory. They've lost the Holy Spirit. They've lost the leading and the direction and all these things. But this is what I've put that we've lost that's very concerning. It's very concerning for the believer. It's very concerning for the lost. Many people have lost the conviction. Many people have lost the conviction. And since we've lost the conviction, the righteous, which is the believer, which is us, many have become cold in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They've become cold in spirit. And the lost have become more comfortable in their sin. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the deal. You know, they all know we have church up here on Sunday. We don't need to continue to hound them. I mean, boy, right. You talk about the enemy getting a foothold in that mentality. Because we never know when maybe just encouraging them one more time. We're having a special thing this Sunday at our church. It's called Super Sunday, Bowl Sunday.
There you go.
And everybody brings a big pot of soup because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
And so the way I reached out first to one of my tenants that didn't know the Lord was to invite him. He was a single guy. Every time we had a special event, I invited him. Guess what? He is serving the Lord now. He lives here in Elk City, serving the Lord in his church, so on fire for the Lord. What if I'd have never invited him?
Right.
I mean, he had tattoos, longer hair, had a ponytail, pretty rough around the edges, but I invited him. And I loved him, and I loved him where he was at.
Yes.
And he continued to come. Just every once in a while he came, but he finally got with someone over here that invited him to their church, and then someone he worked with invited him to their church, and now he's serving.
Amen.
I mean, that's what we've got to do.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. And that's what it's all about.
That's right.
It's about building that relationship. Many times it takes connecting with someone, just giving someone some time. Many times we're, like you said, we're quick to judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look on the outside and we say, you know what, I don't have any common ground with that person. But with Jesus Christ and the Word, when you share the Word, you got common ground.
Mm, that's right.
Jesus is the common ground. That's good news. People all want to hear some good news. They want to hear something in encouragement. Jesus Christ is that, and he's our common ground.
That's right.
So we're able to connect and share, you know, words, whatever it is. We have that connection by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the good news. And many times it takes that relationship before they'll ever step into the church.
Right.
But what we must also see and be encouraged by is whenever we do build that relationship and we invite them and they do come, it's important that they know that they're walking into more than just a building.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That they're walking into more than just a denomination or just another ritual, but that they're walking in to a family.
Right.
That they're walking into a place where lives can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest place that we can, this is just me personally, but I think one of the greatest places that we can take somebody to within the four walls is to the altar.
Mm.
Because that's where the real difference will take place.
Right, exactly.
But I love all the other stuff. It's important that we have these fellowships and all, because that's what makes the family stronger. That's what makes relationships stronger. And know that, you know, there's just so much more than what people see and realize.
Exactly.
So.
Would now be a time that we can take a break?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. Okay. Man, time's getting...